on to feed and leave. But my mama says I'm alright, so I guess I'm fine. I say as it echoes through my mind, all the shit I've done.
has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running
are
in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. So can't
buy your speakers. Anybody else have any interesting stories they don't want to tell?
This is Doug from After the Fall.
Hey, this is John Lane from the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show. Featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Hey, it's Bill, and you're tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer, right here on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, BillDeSean.com/radio, RootaRooRadio.com in California, AltRockRadio.ca in Canada. Go across the pond and hang out with us at XRPRadio.co.uk. I think I mentioned them all. If I didn't, I'll hit it later. This is episode 487, if I didn't already say that. With us tonight is Samantha Sears.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Usually, and since I botched it, I'm going to mention it anyway. Usually, this is the point where I ask people where their band name came from. I can't ask you that because I'm pretty sure I know.
On my birth certificate.
So we'll start off with an easy one since you listened to last week's show and probably freaked out a little bit. Can you tell me when you realized that you wanted to be a musician?
That's a good one. I think I was very young. I've always been musical. I don't know if it was ever one realization, just an appreciation for music, always being musical and musically active. It just kind of grew into what it is today.
It's kind of how this podcast progressed.
Yeah, see? Similar lines.
What I would like to know, and I ask this question a lot, is about your influences, but I don't just come out and say, what are your influences? Mm-hmm. What I would like to know is, if you were on tour and I was tagging along, what music would we listen to in between stops?
It's very varied, depending, I think, on my mood. Or like, if I'm coming home from a gig, I don't want to listen to something that I'm going to sing along with because I want to rest my voice. And no matter how many times I tell myself I'm not going to sing along, I'll just find myself starting to sing. So like on rides home, it would be classical, or one of the local college stations plays like blues or jazz at night. When I used to have Sirius XM, it was 40s on 4, which I think that station's changed now. But if it were like before a gig, it would be something that I'd want to sing to. So I'm very rock centered, be it classic rock, 90s rock, alternative rock, pop rock, indie rock, all the rocks, folk rock.
I pictured that scene from, Bubba Gump, the different shrimps. Who would you say has helped you the most as a musician?
Like, that I know personally in my life?
Yes.
Probably my mom. Just always being my biggest supporter and fan and encouraging and going to gigs, stuff like that. There's been many other people along the way, but she would definitely be the biggest.
My segues are terrible. I normally when I ask that question, I'm like, now I'm going to put you on the spot. Mm-hmm. And I believe your mom is actually there, right?
Yeah, but that's not why.
See, and I'm leaving that there. She tried to help.
What's that? Sorry.
She tried to help when we were trying to figure out your phone problem, too.
She did. She's probably worse than I am, though, with technology.
What's your favorite music website to visit?
To listen to?
Anything music Stream? Related. Anything. It could be articles. It could be guitar chord website. Just...
Mm. Well, I guess that's tough. It would either be YouTube or ultimateguitar.com.
See,
YouTube's the only streaming service I pay for.
YouTube is like today's MTV.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good way of putting it.
Except you also can fix your car and tear laptops apart. And
it's amazing.
And find my pictures or videos of the trout in my classroom. this is a great question for you because it's way out of the genre that I would normally ask it.
All right.
If I played one of your songs backwards, what would I hear?
You mean like secret messages?
Yeah.
I don't think I'm not savvy enough to have done that. I don't know if the recording person did. Probably just a lot of nonsense. Unless you sampled a little piece of it. Maybe a little sample here or there might sound cool, but like the secret track on Blind Melon Soup album, it's almost sounds like it's being played rewound. It's not, but it's very hard to understand what he's saying.
I asked this question of Working Breed. Are you familiar with them?
Actually, yeah, I discovered them at the Millville Music Festival. I really like them.
So I interviewed Erica, their lead singer, and I asked her this question. And she told me that they, I want to say they sang it backwards, like, and then reversed it digitally and slowed it. It was like, it was the answer was so amazing. And I was like, what?
Well, that would be interesting.
And they also, at one point, one of their songs, there is the sound that a flower makes. They mic'd a flower.
Oh, so it's kind of acoustic ecology built in. Nice.
So if you want to listen to another show, you should listen to that one.
I definitely might check that out.
Not yeah, that really you shouldn't do. Listen to everybody I interview, but that one.
Exactly.
That one's different.
Different way of binge listening instead of binge watching. Binge on your show.
What do you like about the music scene and what do you hate about it?
Oh my. I like that they're, let me think on this one for a second. What do I like? Well, I'll tell you what I hate first. There are so many people that do support the local music scene, but at the same time, I don't know, the people that don't kind of overwhelm that in ways, you know, when there's free shows, you don't even have to pay a cover, mm-hmm. and people don't go out because they're, I don't know, paying to see a nationally recording act. Probably somewhat of the lack of support.
Okay. That's.
But I hate to say that because there are so many people that are great supporters. We'll go with that, though. What do I love about it? I guess at the same time, I love the people that do support it. The people that are avid supporters of the local music scene that help, you know, local talent get their footing kind of and get going and just people that really appreciate it and come out to really listen to shows. Like especially so people that come out and they'll be like, can you play your original song? You know, instead of somebody just in the crowd requesting their favorite cover. Mm-hmm. Like when people come out and they're like, oh, can you play Serendipity? I'm like, oh, yeah, sure. You like my song. So I love and hate the same things about the music scene, kind of.
Right, now I'm going to give you one of my off-the-wall ones.
Okay.
So if there is an apocalyptic event and pretty much the entire human race is wiped off the face of the earth, except for a handful of people, understand it. Those people have to repopulate the earth. And only one of your songs survives this event. Which song is it? And why is that the one that you would want them to hear?
That might be tough. Can I pick two?
Sure.
Well, for one, I would say Serendipity because it's a really happy sounding song and I do it on ukulele and people really seem to like that one. But then at the same time, the message in my song Change would be really fitting for a situation like that. Just kind of a hopeful viewpoint of what the world could be is kind of what that song's about.
That does fit because if there's only a handful of people, they kind of have the chance to change the world.
Mm-hmm.
See, now we're getting deep on the PA. I think I'm going to ask you one more question.
Okay.
And I'll let you tell the listeners about the song we're going to play.
Okay.
And then we'll take a short break and listen to it, and we'll come back and I'll ask you a couple more questions.
All right.
If you could tour with any internationally touring band, who would you want to tour with? And where would you want to open the show at on opening night?
And this is an alive band?
Well, we can bend that too if you'd like.
And where I would like to open the show, is that?
Yeah, which city would you like to be in first?
Well, anywhere warm by the ocean.
It is starting to get cold here.
Yeah, Southern California on the ocean or Hawaii on the ocean. Anywhere on the ocean.
So Rudaroo Radio, if you're listening out there. They're on the beach where you're broadcasting from. Samantha says she'd like to come there.
Thank you. Let me think. Who would I? There's so many great people, but some of them are past. This is a tough one. Of course, I'm blanking when I have to think. I can never think of songs when I have to think of them. It's kind of the same thing.
I couldn't think of the word tissue paper earlier today. So again, I'll say it again. It's been that kind of day.
I guess one of my favorite musicians that still tours and is still alive would be Sheryl Crow. I feel like she could teach me a lot being a solo artist, and she's just pretty kind of awesome. And I think she would like the warm weather too. Maybe, I don't know.
It doesn't matter. You're taking her there.
Okay.
I'm opening for you, but we're starting in California. You have no choice. That's how that would go, right?
Yep.
Hey, one more question. Let's see. I feel like that one wouldn't be real fair. You know what? I'll give you a chance to use one of those musicians that are currently not alive.
Okay.
If you could sit on a bench, yes, we're going to do that. If you could sit on a sit on a bench for an hour and speak with a musician that has gone on, who would you speak with, and what would you talk to them about?
I'm wondering if I should just go with the first person that popped in my head, or if I should think about it some more. It's a tough one. Maybe John Lennon. And what's that?
I recently was in New York City, so we drove past where he and Yoko Ono used to live.
Uh-huh.
I think Yoko is still there, actually.
Is she? I didn't know that.
I think so. At least I think that's what the tour guide said.
Did you see those little strawberry fields and the Imagine symbol in Central Park?
No, we did go into Central Park though, and there was a band playing, and then there's this little archway. I don't know what it's called. I wish I did, but like you could walk under it, and there was a guy singing in this archway with no microphone, and you could hear him like
the acoustics.
Oh, it was amazing.
That's kind of how the my favorite place to sing is the tunnel at the Point.
Okay.
In Pittsburgh. It's kind of the same thing. Was that arch thing, was it by a fountain?
Yes.
Yeah, the Bethesda Fountain, and like that thing might be called Bethesda something too. That's a neat spot.
It was there was a wedding getting photos taken there too when we were there.
When we were there, they were filming a show of God Friended Me.
Oh, I've watched a few episodes of that. we also saw a turtle. My kids were ecstatic.
Oh, yeah. There's a ton there. It's so much fun in the park. There's always people playing somewhere. Mm-hmm. There's this great jazz trio that was playing when we were there last summer.
I have this thing where I take a picture of every band I see and put it on my Instagram.
Oh, neat.
So the tour is leaving, and I'm going, but I didn't get a picture. Hold on. Those people will never know they're on my Instagram. Okay, so we went over the fact that I'm really going to mess up trying to say serendipity. Ah, I said it.
There you go. It grows on you.
Well, you said it a bunch of times. I think you were trying to ingrain it for me. So we're going to give you a chance to tell us about the song, and then
we'll
take a moment and listen to it.
All right.
So you could tell us what it's about, or you could tell us about the recording process, or you know, anything you would like to tell the listeners about it.
I'll tell you about the writing process. It was unlike other songs. I was at the beach, and it just came to me, and it kind of left me running to my car. I was try to almost always keep an instrument and something to record with. Grabbed my ukulele, grabbed my little recorder that I had with me, and I wrote the song right there on the beach, and I couldn't tell you how many minutes, but not very long. And I did add whistling. I don't think the version that you're playing has whistling on it, but I have added a whistling part to it because I do enjoy whistling. And it's just a happy little kind of love song.
So you were in a happy place and wrote a song about a happy place.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so we're going to take a moment and listen to Serendipity by Samantha Sears. And we will be right back for a couple more questions.
Sitting here with the sun in my face, wind in my hair, got a new sense of breaks. There's nothing to do, sky is so blue, I feel great. Once was a time I felt out of my mind, couldn't leave the past behind. Now there's nothing to do, thinking of you, I feel fine. Veil's been lifted, I can finally see. Winds in my back swaying strong like a tree. There's nothing to do, thinking of you, I feel free. I couldn't see the sun shining. Could it be serendipity? Look away, just look away. The pounding of a broken chest says, I don't know, oh, I don't know. When the world falls round, a girl I'd found, and I'd fall down laughing. 'Cause pride cracks a joke.
letting me know this girl's not the only thing happening. She's up, she's down, she's upside down. She's spinning inside of my head. She's stuck inside my head. She's stuck inside my head. She's up, she's down, she's upside down. She's spinning inside of my head. She's stuck inside my head. She's stuck inside my head. My ears perk to a call. I think it's you, but it's my mom. Disappointment runs through my veins. This jacket smells of cigarettes. It was at the bar before we met. And this alarm clock is shouting your name. And time and time again, I'll try and try to vent you out, but I doubt that'll happen. She's up, she's down, she's upside down. She's spinning inside of my head. She's stuck inside my head. She's stuck inside my head. She's up, she's down, she's upside down. She's spinning inside of my head. She's stuck inside my head. She's stuck inside my head. Somehow I got on fire. And she grabbed my wrist and kissed me like a child. But don't stop, no you can't stop, 'cause I'm dying to be. I'm up, I'm down, I'm upside down, 'cause she's spinning inside of my head. She's stuck inside my head. Stuck inside my head. She's up, she's down, she's upside down, 'cause she's spinning inside of my head. Oh yeah.
Hey, it's Bill, we're back. Just heard Serendipity by Samantha Sears, and Stuck was the other song you got to hear from Johnny, and we can't say his last name, Walico. That's terrible. I interviewed him. I'm going to spell it. That's how we're going to cover this. It is W-A-L-Y, I scrolled, where'd it go? W-A-L-Y-L-K-O. I do remember why I had him on the show, though. He was putting out a song a week at the time.
Oh, wow.
And he was trying to do one song each week for 52 weeks.
That's impressive.
I think.
But we're Edie Brickell, do you know her?
I do.
Edie Brickell. And then her band was Edie Brickell and then New Bohemians in the late 80s, early 90s. Now she's married to Paul Simon. She was putting out a song.
I don't know her, but
day.
I know who he is.
She was putting out a song a day. I thought that was really impressive.
Yeah, that's. Did she do it like for a whole year?
She has a website. I haven't gone to it in a long time. So she'd been doing it for a while. She did a really great album with Steve Martin. You know how he plays banjo?
Mm-hmm.
They released an album together. It's pretty cool if you like bluegrassy stuff.
Sometimes to go along with the question I asked you, I can't remember which segment it was in, the first one or the one that they're not going to hear. Depends on my mood.
Mm-hmm.
See, here's where we're really going to run into a problem. I can't remember which questions I asked you when. So for those of you that are tuned in, the second half of this show disappeared. So we're redoing it. It's like deja vu all over again.
Groundhog's Day.
I do know that I asked you on the first go round of this, what upcoming shows you have and where people can find you online.
Yes. Today I will be in the afternoon. I'll be playing at Pittsburgh International Airport in the Airside Terminal. It's part of their Pitt Performing Arts series with the Office of Public Art. And a couple really cool acoustic nights coming up. One is at Wolfie's downtown. They do have an acoustic Wednesday. And then a singer-songwriter night at a new space in NOLA on the Square. It's called the Speakeasy above NOLA. It's this really small, intimate little room on the second floor of NOLA. And they do that every Tuesday. And I will be playing on November 19th with Johnny Wililko, or however you say his last name.
Sorry, Johnny.
Yes, sorry for butchering your last name. And every last Saturday of the month, I host an open mic where I live in Clarion at Clarion River Brewing Company, which is always a lot of fun also.
And if I heard correctly, you said that the musicians that play get a free beer.
Yes. Yep.
See that?
No. So, liquid encouragement.
I didn't even think of it that way. See, I was thinking award afterwards, but
or that, yeah. Whichever way you look at it, come sign up and share your talent.
What? Since you mentioned a venue. What's your favorite venue to play at?
I like venues that you wouldn't expect music to be there. So in ways, the airport is that way, although it is apparently common for other airports to host music, especially I'm told the Nashville one and the Austin one.
Okay, I can see that.
But at the same time, people are like, what, you're playing at the airport? Well,
that's because Pittsburgh Airport's more like a mall.
It's the only airport I've ever been in, so I wouldn't know.
I've only been in two, so. No. I started in Pittsburgh. I landed in Orlando. I landed in Pittsburgh.
I have actually never flown, so it's kind of funny. I have to go through airport security all the time to do the gig, but I've never boarded an airplane. Other place that I don't do anymore, but for a while there were three market districts around Pittsburgh, Giant Eagle market districts, that hosted live music in their cafe, which was like a bar, cafe, restaurant type setting. And that was always neat to be playing at a grocery store. One time they actually paid me to go up to Erie to play at a Get-Go opening that had a very large cafe. So that was interesting.
At a gas station?
Yep.
Maybe the question I should ask is, I think you just inspired a new question. Instead of me asking favorite venue, I'm going to ask oddest venue that you've ever
played. There you go. Yeah, so places like that where music you wouldn't expect it to be necessarily. And then also just some venues, some of my regular venues, I just really enjoy. Maybe even if I weren't a musician, I would enjoy going there. Like Narcissi Winery, which is a beautiful location. They have two stages. They have a big stage back on the lawn for big bands, and they have a little patio stage by the fountain and the pergola for like the solo artists or the smaller little duo trios. So, yeah, that about sums it up.
I just thought of a question that I definitely have not asked you.
Okay.
Not even in what nobody's going to hear. Have you ever had a embarrassing moment on stage that you're willing to share?
Oh yeah, like wearing like a little cute skirt. It wasn't short, but the wind happened to blow and kind of blew my skirt up on stage in front of a lot of people at a festival. So yeah, probably that. A bird pooped on me once when I was in a band I used to play in when I was on stage. But definitely the skirt thing was more embarrassing.
Here's that commercial where they're letting people bite them again. Sorry. This thing has me freaked out.
It really is deja vu.
It's called Kings of Pain.
Last time.
Kings of Pain on the History Channel. If anyone wants to watch people get bit by insects and animals, I will not be watching. Anyway, I asked that question one time, and I really wish I could remember what band answered, but they played at a dog park. And a dog walked up and peed on the amp.
That would suck.
I can't remember who told me that, but that stuck in my head. I guess that could have been an answer for oddest place you've ever played, too.
Yeah, dog park, definitely.
I asked you about 90s bands.
Mm-hmm.
And you've had a little bit of time to think now. Maybe.
It's true. Still just the one popping up in my head. A very unpopular opinion. This is the what 90s band you don't like.
Yes.
Right? Smashing Pumpkins. Definitely. I don't like Billy Corgan's voice. If I can't wrap my head around a voice, then I can't really enjoy the music. Britney Spears, I guess, started technically in the 90s, right? Her?
Yeah, yeah. Not a fan of her
headlining
either.
Vegas. I mean, if you can't sing, then you shouldn't be making music. You mean, yeah, vocally, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, obviously, there's other instruments, but if you're trying to be a singer and you can't sing, then you shouldn't be singing.
See, that's why I just talk to musicians, because I can't sing or play.
See, we need appreciators too, but
people
who can't sing shouldn't be headlining Vegas.
My kids brought recorders home. Now, back in my day, let me make myself sound old there. Back in my day, they were called flutophones.
I never heard that term before.
See?
Makes more sense than a recorder. Recorder makes no sense.
So I picked up the recorder. I'm like, let me see that. One in my head, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's hot cross buns, right?
So, if you say so.
Hot cross buns. Huh? See, can't sing. Anyway, so I start playing it, and every single note squealed. And I was like, I know I used to be able to play this. Yeah, not a musician. My kids are though.
Awesome. I always put tambourines out at my gigs, and it's usually either drunk people or kids. Mostly kids, though. And I always tell them the good thing about tambourines is you can't play a wrong note. So however you play it, it works.
This is the question that earlier I said might not be fair, but I'm going to try it. And if it isn't fair, we'll just edit it out.
All right.
If you were going to create a super group from musicians in the music scene.
The local music scene?
Yes.
That
you would manage. So you couldn't play in it. You could just.
Oh, that's no fun.
Who would you put in the band and why?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not management material. That is a tough one. That might not be fair. I don't know, honestly, because the performing is what I like to do. So that would be hard to, I mean, I guess it would have to be really talented people because I wouldn't want to manage them otherwise.
Exactly.
And it's not an existing band. It's just you plucking random people.
Yep. So you can pick people from your favorite bands and put them together, even if they probably would never play together.
do I get one skip?
do you want to phone a friend?
Ask the audience member.
Yeah, we can skip the question, but I think I'm going to leave it though, because the phone a friend comment was pretty good.
That was funny.
My kids will tell you I'm not nearly as funny as I think I am. If you could follow any band around for a year, or musician, and learn from them and take what you learn and use it to, better yourself as a musician, who do you think you would follow around?
I like the artists that try to make their tours very eco-friendly. So there's a few that seem to have these kind of green initiatives. I'm not sure the specifics on Jack Johnson, but I know that he does that. And then there's a lesser known group called Rising Appalachia that I really like, that I saw a couple years ago in Club Cafe. And their thing is, like, each tour or each show, they have a local group come in and kind of set up a table to give out info. And so, you know, it's some sort of eco-friendly, green conscious kind of environmental group or something like that, advocating for the environment. And I think that would be neat if I were to be touring ever. I would want to be conscious of the effect it was having. And I think those people I could learn a lot from with regard to that. At the same time, I'd also want to learn from another female musician. So that's kind of tough also. Not just kind of like the ins and outs and how to deal with things that come up. And I know I already said Sheryl Crow, but I do like maybe even. Yeah, Sheryl Crow. Susan Tedeschi is kind of a big influence of mine too. But now she's with a big band and it would be a little different. Maybe if I was in a band, I would want to follow a band and learn more about them. But I would kind of want someone like a mentor in my realm, which would be like the solo female singer-songwriter.
Fair enough.
That was a very convoluted answer.
I know. Have you played in a band in the past or have you always just done the solo thing?
Oh, yeah. I actually started kind of performing in a band. And then after it broke up is when I started learning guitar, because I didn't want to have to rely on other people to make music. You know, the only instrument I could play was flute from, like, you know, band and junior high and elementary school and high school. So yeah, I one, two, three. Does a duo count as band?
Sure.
So I would say like three or four different settings. I play kind of just do, I don't really do it anymore, but I occasionally play as a duo now. I have a friend that plays ukulele as well. And we do a ukuleles night every once in a while. And I have another friend that'll come in and, you know, sit in with me on guitar for an hour. I've played with a drummer before. My friend plays hand drum really well. It's a lot of fun to play with her. I do. Singing is my one true love. That's in an ideal world. I would have my own band and all I would have to do is sing.
I want to backtrack a moment to your question about a duo being a band.
Okay.
I actually know a metal band that is a duo.
Oh, neat.
They record some backing tracks, the two of them. And then the guitar player plays lead live, and the guy sings, and the drums and guitar and bass are on the track that they recorded.
I mean, I guess I should have known that. Look at the Black Keys or the White Stripes. You know, those are two duos that make a lot of noise for two people.
Yeah. The band that I'm talking about is Nine Stitch Method. It's Patrick and Josh. I don't think they have a website yet. But you can find them on Facebook, Nine Stitch Method. I asked them what the where the name came from, because that's a different name. I don't remember what the answer was, though. But it sticks in your head, Nine Stitch Method. I think I asked them if it had something to do with sewing. This has been episode 487, take two, segment two.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. I'm going to run down who's coming up next, and hopefully actually record it this time. It'll be the last time I do it tonight. So next week on November 1st, you'll hear from Adam Fitz. On the 8th, it is Animus. November 15th, Skies of Terra. Mr. Lisp from Philadelphia on the 22nd. 29th is The Rust Project. December 6th, Scarlet Sky. December 13th, The Shadow Event. And if you would like to be on the show after that date, drop me an email at bill@parockshow.com. And we will be here next week. And God willing, every week after that. Check us out, parockshow.com, megarockradio.com, or sorry, .net, buildscene.com, podcasterscene.com. I didn't mention that one nearly enough since I own it. firstangelmedia.com, all kinds of places. Make sure you check out Samantha on Facebook. It is Samantha Sears and the Band, but it's B-A-N-N-E-D. And I think that's where we're going to stop, because I still have to tell her a story off the air. So we'll catch you next week.
Kisses the night. down. As I drove around, thought of all the hell I put you through. We were in the sun, then it sank below. Waiting on the beach for a fireworks show. Glitter in the sky, reflected from your eyes. Baby blues, they were. I didn't see the light. Baby blues, so damn bad tonight without you. Up cold, I'm on my own in a twilight zone. Thought of all the hurt I put on you. We were in a cloud when the day would dawn, coming to the end of a marathon. Gentle daybreak chimes, your morning would shine. Baby blues, they were. I didn't see the light. Baby blues, got them. So damn bad tonight. From the mud there came my lotus. Too late for you to notice. Wrong to play the part with the coward's heart. Thought of all the truth in your tattoo. We were drunk on love when you got that rose, hidden safe and sound underneath your clothes. It's a mystery, why I set you free. Baby blues, they were. I didn't see the light. Baby blues, so damn bad tonight without you. Without you. Without you.
Then tell me that you love me. Do anything to me. I know that you can. I'm a glutton for punishment. Sucker when you banish me. And now you're gone. Take what you can. They use me, even though they're underfoot. They break me. I guess I'm too good, that's why I must explain that I'm not finished yet. I'm just a glutton for punishment. Yeah, punish me with lies, make me break all my ties, but I love you anyway. Punish me with lies, punish me with your lies, yeah. Talk about me behind the walls. I see you laughing when I take my fall. Now I must explain that I'm not finished yet. I'm just a
glutton for punishment. Yeah, punish me with lies, make me break all my ties, but I love you anyway. Punish me with lies, punish me with your lies. Yeah, lies over lies, 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 over lies. Do wicked things to me, then tell me that you love me. Do anything to me, because I know that you can. I'm a glutton for punishment, sucker when you banish me. And now you're gone, take what you can. Take what you can. Take what you can. Take what you can.